This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
But let's talk together. I'm your host, Lady T. It's indeed a pleasure to have you guys with me today. Now, last week, I was talking about the shantytown issue that's happening in Abaco. So I'm not there. So I'm only assuming, and I only can go by what I read and what I see on the news. So I needed somebody that's on the ground that actually knows what's going on in Aber. You know, explain the situation to me, because my worries were that it had, I think, about 10 houses in Abaco. I think that would have been right after they came from court in 2021. And to my understanding, it's actually 50 plus now in the shantytown. So that is my greater, my greatest concern. Like, I want to know, how did that happen? So today, in this show, I have a guest, somebody that's in Abaco, somebody that knows Abaco very well. His name is Mr. Roscoe Thompson. Okay, he is in charge of local government in Abaco. He is also the chairman of the Marsh Harbor. And in Spring City Township, also a member of the Central Abaco District Council. He is no stranger. He knows Abaco very well. But right after this break, we will be back with my guest.
Pote bouteille 800 yo, epi sans apote l'argent. Ou tande bien, oui? Kon y a apodri sans ou eme en vin pigou, lor retoune bouteille vidéo pou l'argent nan nepot nan 4 locations yo nan pays ya. On bien pa jam douce kon sa, non? El bon pou environnement. Cheke nou nan internet, nan media sociaux, ou bien nan nepot location Jimmy's Wines and Spirits pou plis information. Sans beer, distribué par Jimmy's Wines and Spirits ki faut songer pou boire avec modération.
At a time when jobs are hard to find, crime is a concern, and Bahamians are uncertain about the future paper you can rely on as your source of news and commentary, the Nassau Guardian delves deeper into the issues. We ask the tough questions. We tell your stories. If you haven't already, pick up a copy today. The Nassau Guardian, news and views that matter since 1844.
Your print needs are short or long run, digital printing, wide format, or print consultation. Call the best. Call Printmasters. They have been in the printing business since 1957 and are a printing company with a tradition of excellence. The goal at Printmasters is to provide their clients with the highest levels of personal and professional service at an affordable price, along with the technology that makes working together efficient and easy. Lamination, business cards, flyers, posters, window and floor decals, are just a few of the digital printing services offered at Printmasters. Call 302-2361 and print with the best. Print with Printmasters.
Did you know you can drink a Sans plus earn money all while keeping our islands clean? You heard right. Our Sans bottles are recyclable, and when you return your used bottles, you can earn cash at any of our 4 bottle return locations throughout the Bahamas. So savor the taste of your favorite Sans beer even longer, all while keeping our islands clean and your pockets full. Visit our website or social media pages for beer bottle return info. And join Jimmy's Wines and Spirits as we work to keep our beautiful Bahamas clean, green, and pristine.
This is Guardian Radio, Your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
Welcome back to Guardian 96.9 FM with Let's Talk Together. Indeed, I'm your host, Lady T. Hello, good evening, Mr. Thompson. How are you?
Good. How are you doing? Good evening, Bahamas.
Mr. Thompson, it is definitely a pleasure to have you on Let's Talk Together. Last week, I started to talk about the shanty towns in Abaco and the issues that, you know, the stuff that's going down there. And as I said, I just can't put, like, my hands on it to see why is it so much houses are, you know, from what happened the last time. I think they said it was, what, 10 houses down in Abaco, am I right, or 15?
There were some spread out, especially in North Abaco, the farm after Dorian was the, you know, we had the mud and the peas. Just to give a little, I mean, most people know about it. And of course, that was wiped out during Dorian. But there was a, against removing any existing structures. And the order, if I'm not mistaken, also said no new construction could be built. Mm-hmm. After the hurricane passed through, they started building some more houses down on the farm, and the previous administration went in there and tried to knock some of them down. Well, they did, and another injunction got put on that they had to stop. And, you know, it's a year later. I think in North Abaco, it's a little more than 50 that's on the farm. What they call the farm up there, on SC Boodle in Murphytown, we have two areas that are being developed there. One is on, if I'm not mistaken, it's something to do with some agricultural crown land leased or owned by a Bahamian. And the other one is crown land. And then, of course, going south, you have areas popping up that are just coming around that a lot of people don't know about. I am finding out because of my friends that go hunting, and they're letting me know. So it's a lot more than 50. Let's just say that. To get an accurate count, I could not tell you in that regards, but it's way more than 50 houses.
So, Mr. Thompson, what I want to know today, right, why is it they only had about 15 or 10? I'm not sure how much it was before the junction had put in place. And overnight, let's say less than a year, you said it's not 50. I always thought it would have been around 50 to have about 60, 70, how many, like you said, you don't have a count. But all these houses build in short time, with no one notice. That's my question. Like, how is it that nobody noticed, like, all these houses built there so fast?
A lot of people noticed. A lot of people, letters were sent to relevant agencies, reported to Ministry of Works, reported, you know, through the proper channels. It's just that we have not got any traction with this administration in getting clarity on the court order. I'm in conference 5 months, 6 months ago, and yet today have we received an answer from the Attorney General. Mm-hmm. I think you've noticed in the last couple of weeks, a member of Parliament for South Abaco, after the minister, you know, made the comment that we don't have an illegal immigration problem, he kind of told him, yes, we do. And then, of course, you had the member of North Abaco just recently saying, hey, we do have an illegal immigration problem. And I would have to ask this government, this administration, what's taking so long to address it? And understand, I know that it's a multifaceted thing, but how do you allow illegal immigrants to build on Crown land and a Bahamian has to go through the proper channels, you know, have plans drawn, they have to own the property, they have to put it before town planning, they have to pay for, you know, how big the house is, square footage, if it's over, I think it's 900 square feet, you have to pay a fee. And how do you sit there and one law is for one person, but there is no restriction or guide? So it falls on, one, the Attorney General getting clarification and then informing Ministry of Immigration or the Minister of Immigration and also the Minister of Works, Mr. Sears, because they have to work in conjunction to get this problem. What the answer is, I don't know, but if you are here illegally, you have no right to be here. I can't go into the U.S. and build a house illegally on U.S. government property or somebody else's property when my 6 months is up on my, I have to return back to the Bahamas.
Okay, so are you saying those persons that built the homes, let's say the homes, we know that the homes that they built would have been illegally, but are you saying that those persons are here illegally as well?
Some are, some are not. Some are here, some have status. Some of those people that are living in the farm and other areas are actually whole Bahamian passports. Hold permanent residency, spousal permits. Some even have work permits, which that's one thing that could be tackled very easily. If I'm bringing somebody into the country to work for me, I'm responsible for his living, his NID. I'm responsible for all that.
Right.
That's one way the government could tackle it. With the work permit side of it. And I'm surprised they haven't gone after it that way. Now, I have to give credit to our head of immigration over here, Mr. LaRota. He's been doing a good job, but his hands are tied. You know, he doesn't have the manpower to address the situation. And it comes back, and unfortunately, you've heard it, I guess, over the last couple of years. Housing is a problem over here, not just for foreigners, but for Bahamians coming over here, teachers, everything, you know. So it's an issue because we don't have housing for immigration officers.
Yeah, I've heard housing in Abaco is a big problem. I'm just gonna do a little bit of translating for the Haitian community so that they can know what we're talking about today. Because I want them to be aware of what's going on.
And I want to be clear, it's not, you know, the ones that have a right to be here legally, that needs to be addressed. I don't know what the solution is, but the ones that are here illegally and doing the illegal stuff, that needs to be dealt with, and it needs to be dealt with, you know, in a humane, but it needs to be dealt with quickly because we don't want it to get back out of hand, and that's what's happening.
Well, Mr. Roscoe, I can assure you that the Haitian community, the leaders, I am one of them, and the people that I associate with, which is Mr. Robert Dedonet, the League Pastor Association, Luby Georges, and all of us, we are against anybody who's here illegally. And that's something that we've been talking about to different shanty towns, to different churches and communities. If you are here illegally, you need to get yourself sorted out or leave. We've been against that from day one, and we've been preaching that to the Haitian community. We do not.
And the other issue, too, and I understand, listen, we have a lot of people, a lot of foreign nationals that are in limbo. You know, their parents were here. They were born here. They went to school here. They grew up here. They applied for citizenship before they turned 18.
Right.
They haven't heard anything. But then you also have some that left and went away and then came back and then applied afterwards, which you know you can't do. You have to apply before you're 18. You can't leave the country and then come back. You know, like you go to the States for 2 or 3 years and then come back and want to apply at the age of 20. It doesn't work that way.
Okay. Give me a few. Communauté haïtien, bonsoir, comment nous y est? Moi, je souhaite que tout le monde bien. Et nous branchons sur Guardian 96.9 FM avec en nous parler ensemble, animatrice Panouan, Lady T. Jeudi, on a parlé des situations qui y a à Bako, de Shanty Town, de Tikai qui communauté haïtienne à Bako fait. Et je crois qu'il y a une courte, il y a pas une courte, il y a pas une tribunal, je crois, dans moi ça, je ne sais pas comment ça pied, comment ça papier. Mais guessam jeudi, c'est Monsieur Roscoe Thompson. Qui c'est en charge gouvernement, local gouvernement, dans Abaco. C'est lui-même qui a parlé de situation qui est Abaco a, et comment gouvernement a fait pour y avoir des mounio, comment gouvernement et qui a battu pour y stop en pile mounio, qui a fait caille Abaco sous terre, qui pas terre pas yo, qui pas payé gouvernement pour rien et qui pas d'accord avec ça qu'a fait. La fin, en pile mounio connaît tout que Abaco pas gain caille et même mounio qui travaille Abaco connaît. Le ou yve pa gen kote pou yo rete. Sa son lot situation la pale. Pa gen ka yi di pa d'accord. Si yon moun la illegal pou yo la illegal. Men si yon moun la ou gen tout ou gen tout rights pou la. Sa vle di ou ka ou gen dokimon, ou gen moun ki gen papye, moun ki gen residence, moun ki gen passeport. Li pa gen kras problem avec sa. Men si yon moun la ou illegal yi ta vle pou bat pou anje kon nan peyi a ou pou soti. C'est de ça n'a parlé jeudi. Mr. Roscoe Thompson, excuse me because you know I have to translate it.
yes,
because the community must know of what's going on. And so because the show is actually here to inform and educate them and also reach out to the Haitian community, because as I said before, you have a lot of Haitians here that I don't know if it's TikTok that's taking that's taking a hold of everything. But you have a lot of Haitians here that if they miss the news and they don't read newspapers, so they don't get to know about a lot of things that's going on in the country. So that's why this show is here, to make sure that everybody is aware of what's going on in the country. And, you know,
I'm glad you had me on because I am... You know, I've been chairman of local government in our town before Dorian, and then I was chairman back in 2007. And, you know, and you know as well as I do that we had the biggest shanty town in the mud in the peas, I think.
Yes.
Even, you know,
I went down to Abaco a few times, so I'm aware.
Right. And you know, my thing is, and I think people will respect it, is it isn't the fact of the legal immigration that is, you know, the Bahamian public or the Bahamian people and making such an uproar.
Right.
It's the illegal immigration and the illegal building and construction that people are able to get away with where... And I don't want to ostracize. That's one thing that, you know, I go on Talking Heads and I say this. Mm-hmm. I don't want to ostracize. I want to look for a solution that where we can bring the people that have a right to be here through Bahamian citizenship or passports. however it may be, how do we get them integrated into society and quit ostracizing them? That is a big key in this whole process.
Right.
Because as long.
Yes. Can I say something? This would have been a few days ago. I was on Facebook and they had the graduation with some. And before I said that, congratulations to all those that passed in becoming an immigration officer. And they had some of them which were of Haitian descent. And I think 2:40 in the noon had something up. And, you know, it was disgusting.
Yeah, I did.
It was disgusting. Know, like, my thing is, why would you say, oh, Bahamians is not getting jobs, but the Haitians is getting jobs? It was disgusting because when you look at it, these persons were born here, grew up here, went to school here, and they worked their ass off. They want to contribute to the country. They want to contribute to the country. They want to work. They want to give back. Why would you put something like that? And when I saw that, I didn't even comment because I'm like, wow, how low could you go?
I agree with you. I'm not going to sit here and make a comment on something like that because, you know, in all honesty, you do need Creole-speaking immigration police officers in all branches because it's a reality that, you know, Creole is a big...
Creole, they play a big role in the country, in the community.
Right. But there also can be and listen, we have some of the most crookedest Bahamian immigration officers and police officers in the Bahamas, and they're Bahamians. And I've always told people, you know, they say, oh, well, I'm Haitian Bahamian. No, you're Bahamian or you're Haitian. It's one of the two. I know that, you know, people get upset when I say that. You might be of Haitian descent. But if you hold a Bahamian passport or you're born here, you are Bahamian, my friend. Yes, you might be of Haitian descent.
But you are Bahamian, correctly, Bahamian. Precisely. You're right, because after the age of 18, you no longer, you know, when you go there, you say your national anthem and so on and so forth. You no longer hold that Haitian passport anymore.
Some of the ones that are in limbo have never even been to Haiti. They don't know Haiti. I mean, in all honesty, I know you have it in Nassau. I noticed it up here in the mud and the peas. A lot of the young kids that are in our school system, you know, hey.
That's right. And if you do go there, Mr. Thompson, they don't even consider you as Haitian. When you go to Haiti, don't even think you're going there to say, oh, I'm going to build this and build that. That's where my parents are from. I'm one of them. They don't consider you like that. Because as far as they're concerned, you didn't grow up with them. You're not from there. Yeah. You go to Haiti, the people saying you need to go back to Haiti because you have Haitian descent or your parents are from there. When you go to Haiti, it's nothing like that. They don't consider you like that. So,
See, and my eyes were opened, you know, and I have to say, Dr. Bernard really opened my eyes in a lot of things. I say Haiti-wise and Haitian-related because a lot of us as Bahamians are narrow-minded and we're closed off to certain things. And I do believe that there is a right way and there is a wrong way. And
right.
What is happening right now is the wrong way of doing it because you're sending a mixed message to the Bahamian public that, hey, and I'm not trying to ostracize the group of people, but I will just use an example. You're allowing a group of people to get away with building on Crown land. But let a Bahamian go and try build on Crown land, me or somebody else. We will be stopped quick.
Yeah, I don't think it's fair. Really
right.
And truly, I really don't think it's fair. Give me one second. Let me just translate. Communauté haïtienne a parlé de Mangai combien jours passé côté moun qui t'est gradué et officier immigration yo qui t'est gradué une semaine passée combien jours passé yo t'est metté et pour que ça haïtien ça y a pas tout job dans même monde ça pas bagaille pour faire parce que tout monde qui fait là c'est haïtien c'est bien yo yo pa haïtien se beye mien yo ye moun nan travay di si li travay pou job la ba li l'appliquer même jak tout moun so m pa tremen sa c'est un bagay m gen pou m te adresser et côté monsieur Mr. Roscoe Thompson tout il dit comme ça il pa gen kas problème avec haïtien seul problème il gen c'est moun kap fè kay sou terre abako yo ki pa dwe fè kay la illégal moun yo pa achete terre moun nan ou pa gen papier pou terre ou pa aplike. Koto ka fe kaif kay abako. Now, Mr. Thompson, I quite agree with you. We me myself, I have to say Luby George just because we work a lot. We work together a lot in the Haitian community nonstop. And yeah, we are against persons building. We are against the shantytown. You building somewhere and you don't have a permit, first of all. You didn't brought the land. I can't just do that. I'm gonna be honest. Right. I can't just do that. If I wanna purchase a house now, I wanna build a house. I can't just go and build it. And I remember like a few months ago, and you know, we wanted to build this wall around by my house. And you guys have y'all permit? That was just a wall. So can you imagine building a house and you don't have anything? So my greatest concern was that all those houses built there and there wasn't anybody to stop them. So how do persons just continue building mm-hmm. houses after the court clearly told them they couldn't have built anymore. But you know, they still went and built those houses. I just assume like somebody would have stopped, like the government would have had something in place where they couldn't have built anymore. How did How did it get to this point? That's my question.
You would think so. Maybe they are not regulating it. The government officials, I know local government, like for me, I oversee Marsh Harbor and Spring City, and I sit on the Central Abaco District Council, which is Marsh Harbor, Spring City, Dundas Town, and Murphytown. Mm-hmm. Then, of course, you got North Abaco and South Abaco, but it all comes back to government agencies doing their job, which they always talk about, we got to create a new task force and investigate. How many task force do we need? How many investigations do we need? If this house was built before Dorian, it has a right to stay. If it was built after Dorian, the court order specifically says that no new construction could have been built. So what the government then should do is you have to now, unfortunately, you just can't knock the house down. You have to take it to the court.
Are they supposed to be going back to court this month? That's what I heard. Are they going back to court this month to get a final until what's going to happen? To those that build
that's
those
what
houses.
I've heard. I'm hoping, you know, because listen, I caught a lot of grief because I made a suggestion. I said government, it's a twofold, it's a couple major issues that need to be addressed.
Right.
First is the illegals. Second is the ones that have the right to be here, as I said earlier.
Right.
Now, one of my suggestions was let's find a tract of land, 50 acres, 40 acres, whatever it may be. Let's open up this area for Bahamians. And we can say, just so I don't want to sound like I'm being discriminatory on anybody, but let's say Bahamians that are living in these areas illegally right now.
Right.
Let's open it up and offer lots at $8,000 or $10,000 to where, and that's where I said you start integrating them into society, to where people then are, you know, you have Bahamians of Bahamian descent, you have Bahamians of Haitian descent, and you're not trying to kill them on a price of property. Yes, I know that they're building illegally right now, but how are we going to stop that? We have to offer something.
I think that's a great idea, Mr. Thompson. That's a great idea.
To let them become part of society.
I agree with you.
You know,
I agree with you.
The reason I say that is even if it's you use it for, say, $10,000 to buy an 80 by 80 lot, I'm just using, the government is not trying to make money off of this property, but what the government is doing is selling the property at a reasonable price to put the infrastructure in for electricity and water. So if that's what it costs for the government to do that, then you open it up to Bahamians and the people that have a right to be here. That, and I will say it.
Okay, let me just translate one minute, couple seconds. Let me just translate for you. Okay, Mr. Roscoe Thompson dit comme ça. Ça que fait gouvernement pas offrir communauté haïtienne dans toute terre qui a bakoyo, ça moun yo qui a bako ka fait ka inégal yo pour l'offrir au terre. Li ka commencer terre à $10,000 chaque moun. C'est pas moun qui la inégal non, moun qui gagne document pour yo là, quand moun qui gagne passeport, moun qui gagne résidence, moun tout qui gagne papier pour l'offrir au terre à $10,000, $15,000 côté moun yo ka acheter terre. Ça ka permet yo pas faire caille inégal encore dans côté a faire caille abako. Mr. Roscoe Thompson, I think that's a great idea. Can I say something also? I don't know. For some reason, I feel like the government should get some persons of Haitian descent, maybe who knows the community, to work, to partner with, to work with them on this project.
I agree.
Yeah, because you have a lot of persons, even though they hold a permanent residency. Listen, I've known this man for years, and he's been here for almost 40 plus years. And I don't know, and his English is still not good. So you still have a lot of persons that when you go into the shanty towns, they still don't understand. So when you have somebody of Haitian descent that can translate for you and work with them, I think it'll be better for everybody. That way everybody can say, hey, they don't understand. Give me one second. Let me take this call. We have somebody on the line. Hello, good evening. Welcome to Let's Talk Together.
Hi, Lacey. How are you doing today?
Hi, how are you, Mom? I'm good.
That's great. You're doing such a marvelous job. I love the topic for tonight.
Thank you so much, Mom. Continue to listen. Have a good evening. Okay, bye-bye. Okay. Hello?
Yes,
Mr. Thompson. So I feel like that would work better in the Haitian community because everybody would be aware of what's going on. You know, everybody would have the right understanding. So nobody could say, oh, I didn't understand, I don't know. So when you do have somebody of Haitian descent that's working closely with the government and that can translate and that knows the Haitian community, and then I think everything should work smoothly.
And see, we also have to be careful, too, because there are people that will take advantage if the government does. If the government ever decided to do something like that. But just think about this. If the government does decide to, and let's just say they go in there and they knock the houses down, where are all those people going
to
go?
Precisely. That I was getting to that. What are you going right. Where are they going to go?
It's just that all you're going to do is force them to find another area.
Right, to build on another land.
Because it's
not like all of them are here illegally. You have some
right.
that documented. They have the rights to be here. They work
right.
here. They live here. They, you know?
No, and that's why I say, listen, I've learned a lot. And I have some friends, you know, I've lost a lot of good friends in Dorian. And, you know, it's just like, and I'll never, he's gone now. He was murdered a couple months ago.
Oh, wow.
But he came up to me after the hurricane and he says, you know, Roscoe, if it wasn't for you telling me to get out of the mud, I would have lost my life.
Wow.
He said, because, you know, we had a population of about 5,000 to 7,000 people that lived in the mud in the Peas. And a lot of people don't realize that. Do you know the undocumented people that died during that storm that you will never, never know?
That's
so you think
that's
about
another
it.
Story.
Only half the people left the mud in the Peas.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the numbers, because the number of people that died during Dorian is probably more like 1,500.
That's right.
You know,
and we never got the right count.
Right.
Because some of them were here illegally. So we never got the right count.
They were undocumented. But see, it's a trifold problem in that, and it has to have a solution. I just don't want the government, because what had happened now is, with the mud and the peas being gone.
One second, Mr. Roscoe. Hello, good evening. Welcome to Let's Talk Together.
Hello, good evening, boss lady. Thank you for good job you did for everybody. You help everybody in Bahama. Thank you so much for that. Thank you.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much. I'm so touched. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Continue listening. Have a good evening. Wow.
And you have to translate for me.
Yeah. Well, he just called and he said, thank you so much for the good job that I'm doing in the country. And they appreciate and love me.
Good.
I'm so touched.
I want to see it solved, and I want to see it solved humanely. Continue is how it's going now, because right now it's causing tension between Bahamians of Bahamian descent and Bahamians of Haitian descent. There's a little bit of friction there, because one is saying, why can't we do this, but they can, you know? So that's why I'm saying we have to be careful, and we have to make sure it's done.
One second, Mr. Roscoe. Hello, good evening. Welcome to Let's Talk Together.
Good evening, boss lady.
Good evening, ma'am. How are you?
I'm okay. You okay?
I'm good. Thank you so much for listening. What would you like to say today? Do you like the show?
Okay, thank you. Thank you for good job you do.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. Have a good evening. Continue listening. Wow, Mr. Thompson. It's a lot of people calling in today. I guess they like the show. Yeah, that's a good thing, eh? The show is actually sponsored by Sans Bear. So I want to give a big shout out to them for sponsoring this show. Community, we will be right back after the show. My producer is running me. Mr. Thompson, we'll be right back after the show, after this break.
You know you can drink a Sans, plus earn money all while keeping our islands clean? You heard right. Our Sans bottles are recyclable, and when you return your used bottles, you can earn cash at any of our 4 bottle return locations throughout the Bahamas. So savor the taste of your favorite Sans beer even longer, all while keeping our islands clean and your pockets full. Visit our website or social media pages for beer bottle return info. And join Jimmy's Wines and Spirits as we work to keep our beautiful Bahamas clean, green, and pristine.
At a time when jobs are hard to find, crime is a concern, and Bahamians are uncertain about the future of the country, there is one paper you can rely on as your source of news and commentary. The Nassau Guardian delves deeper into the issues. We ask the tough questions. We tell your stories. If you haven't already, pick up a copy today. The Nassau Guardian. News and views that matter since 1844.
Ou pote boute 8 sans yo, epi sans apote l'ajan. Ou tande bien oui, kon ya apodri sans yo reme an vin pigou, lo retoune boute video pou l'ajan nan nepot nan 4 lokasyon yo nan peyi ya. On bien pa jam dous kon sa non, el bon pou environnement. Cheke nou nan internet, nan media sosyo, ou bien nan nepot lokasyon Jimmy's Wines and Spirits pou plis informasyon. Sans Beer, distribuye pa Jimmy's Wines and Spirits ki fò sonje pou bwe avèk moderasyon.
Welcome back to Guardian 96.9 FM with fresh news, smart talk all day with Let's Talk Together. I'm your host, Lady T. Community Haitien, bienvenue à Guardian 96.9 FM. Et na émission à nous parler ensemble. Jeudi, pour guest, c'est Monsieur Roscoe Thompson qui est en charge local gouvernement à Abaco, côté de Shantytown. et qui a par contre la communauté haïtienne et parce que me croit il gagne pour y aller dans tribunal dans moi ça on pas connait ça capable fait avec mounio qui décision gouvernement pas fait si pour caser Kayla. Mr. Thompson, welcome back.
Thank you.
Right. Now, Mr. Thompson, this is my thing, right? I don't know what's going to happen when they go back to court this month. What are the plans that are going to be in place for the persons if the court were to ask them to be moved, to remove or to demolish all the houses in Abaco? What are they going to do? All the shanty towns. What are they going to do with the people?
I have no idea because, as I said earlier to you, we don't even have housing for our teachers, immigration officers, you know, Ministry of Works. All the departments of our government over here are pretty because of the housing situation. So it's what it's going to do is what I said earlier. It's just going to, if they knock them down, all they're going to do is find somewhere else.
And then we'll be back to square one again.
Right. Listen, hey, up at our dump site, and it's something that I've said to the government too. We've addressed it in council. It's in our minutes. Letters have been written.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have people up there that are collecting wood, that are, you know, collecting windows, material to build these houses.
Right.
Now, if we had... And I don't want to blame the contractor because he's not at fault because he's just getting paid to push a dump. But if there was security up there, that would stop some of the illegal construction because they wouldn't be able to go onto the site. And
right. You're correct. And excuse me, sorry. Last week when I started this conversation and I was saying the same thing, I'm like, are ghosts living down there? Because from my understanding, the MP down there, John Pender for Central right. and South Abaco, and he had made a statement that, you know, it's out of control. So my thing is, if you are the government down there, why is it, why did you guys let it come to this point?
Well, I can't say, okay, and I'll use an example, and I'll be, there's some land on S.C. Boodle that is owned privately. The gentleman is leasing it for $2,000 a month, and you could go and build on it. I'd have to go back and look at my phone, but one of my, and I will say, one of my Bahamian friends of Haitian descent sent me it,
mm-hmm.
you know, where he was made to sign it.
Right.
That he could live there for a year and he could build. What happened is they should go after that Bahamian because the Bahamian cannot sublease agricultural land or crown land that is leased. If you own it, you have to go through the Subdivision Act. You just can't allow buildings to go up. There's laws in our country, and that's what gets me. So we can target some of the Bahamians that are allowing this to happen.
Right.
Just as when they had the raid over here a couple weeks ago and 9 persons that were caught have work permits from Nassau.
Mm-hmm.
Those people that hold them work permits in Nassau are the ones, too, that should be fined. You know, they're the ones. Why are they allowed them? Why did they allow them to come to Abaco? Not saying they, but you see where I'm getting at. And what's happened now is... I know in the South, and I have to take a drone shot, and I'll be more than happy to show it.
Right.
But are the people that are doing some of the illegal construction that might be here illegally, they aren't stupid, you know. They're smart. They're not painting their houses white. They're painting them green so you can't see them from the air. You know, you can't see them from the road. They blend in.
But Mr. Roscoe, don't you suppose to have government officials that go and visit these different, you know, towns, Murphytown and wherever they may be? I don't think it should be anywhere that they could hide in Abaco. Am I right?
Unfortunately, it happens. It's mm-hmm. because after the hurricane, they started out small.
Right.
Even in Marsh Harbor, and I'm not gonna, I don't want to say that even the Haitian descent.
Right.
Some of them are just as guilty as the ones that are here illegally, because what they are doing is they're building a house, and they might have a house built, but they might have six rooms in it, and they rent it out. I know, for an example, in the mud and the peas, there were many, many houses that when you open the front door, there were six or seven doors on the right and the left side, and they were just small bedrooms, and there was a communal bathroom at the end of the hallway. And they're paying $100 a week to live there.
Wow.
You know, and then you had power generation generators being set up. Some of the people that were selling power in the mud and the peas were making more money than BPL.
Wow.
You know, and you know, they're paying $70 a week for power. Wow. And the power's only on from 8 until, you know, 6 in the morning. But I blame our government. I blame some of the Bahamian people that are hiring the illegals or allowing it to happen on their property. And I also
if they are doing so, they need to stop.
Right.
If that's the case,
correct,
they need to stop. Nobody should allow anyone that is here undocumented, illegally to work or to even hire them. But I guess they're probably hiring them because, you know, the price, they don't have to pay them that much. And so they don't have to pay NIB, so they should not do so, and we definitely won't have it. So I would think they're listening to the show and would stop whatever they're doing, because it's not good for none of us.
We've had to put, you know, when I find out about something that's going on, I have an issue in my town where I have a Bahamian that is rented his property to a Bahamian lady of Haitian descent.
Right.
And she went and put up two 20-foot containers and made bedrooms out of them, which is illegal. Your plans for your house were for that house, not to add two 20-foot containers with a roof over it.
Wow.
And turn them into bedrooms. You know, so that's one matter that I'm having to deal with. Another, just a couple weeks ago, we had to get Ministry of Works to go and have some stop work orders put on some houses that were being constructed illegally. And again, it's on a Bahamian's property.
Wow.
You know, so I mean, I know that you have a lot of people that might disagree with me and the way I look at things. But, you know, like I said, I've learned a lot over my years. And as much as I disagree with the illegal immigration and the illegal building and then breaking the law, we also have to find a way to have a solution.
Right. We're going to need a solution to all of this. And
to all of this.
Yeah, so, we're going to need a solution, because it's just going to go back to square one. We're just going to go start from the beginning over and over again with this housing and, you know, this construction. We just need a plan. I mean, the government need a plan. I do hope that they have one, because after court this month, whatever decision they make, they're going to have to know where these persons are going to go. Like you said, Abaco don't even have any housing to
right.
put these people. So they're going to have a plan, need a plan to know where these persons are going to go. If they were to demolish all of the shanty towns in Abaco, that's another issue we're going to have to face.
Right. Well, you know, like I said to you earlier, think about a subdivision. And I say this, you're allowed to buy one lot.
Mm-hmm.
End of story. You can't buy two or three. You buy one lot.
Right.
And you have to go and you have to put your house, your plans before. And it's open to Bahamians, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Bahamians of Bahamian, Bahamians of Haitian descent, Bahamians of Jamaican descent, however it may be.
Mm-hmm.
And what it does is it integrates them into society. It instead of isolating them and it becoming a problem. And then government now makes money off of the BPL, water and sewage. They have to have proper septic. You know, they have to go through town planning. There's a lot of things that then government can start generating or having more money come into the treasury.
Yeah, more, right.
Because of it. But you also open it up to Bahamians, too. So you might have a Bahamian that might only make $20,000 a year that can't afford a lot in Murphy or Dundas or Marsh that go for $30,000 to $60,000 or $80,000. But they might be able to afford to buy a piece of property. And to be honest with you, if they decided to put a duplex on one and live in one side and rent the other side out, I have no issue. Once that side that they built is rented legally and not to, you know, or you make it a single family development and that puts an end to it.
Right.
You know, and then it allows for growth and prosperity rather than
more revenue. More revenue.
That is my biggest issue.
Right. Well, you just
and trust me, my wife used to teach at Abaco Central High. You know, the majority were of Haitian descent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you had a lot of caps. You even, you know, some of the private schools, people of Haitian descent go. I mean, some of the brightest children have come from Haitian descent families. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't knock that. I can't knock anybody for trying to better themselves. But if you're going to do it,
do it the proper way. Go in the proper, yeah.
Properly.
Yeah, use the proper channels because I can't do it. I can't just do what I please in any country. There are rules in place that we must follow, and it's important. Communauté haïtienne, nous tendez ça, monsieur Oscar Thompson dit, il dit que gouvernement ka assister haïtien pas pour yo offrir yo en l'autre côté haïtien ka acheter pour 10 000, 15 000, 20 000 et pour yo ka stop ça ka fait dans pays dans Abaco parce que Jean nous tendez à nous pas connait qui décision gouvernement pa y prend. Mais qu'est pas décision gouvernement pa y prend, c'est pour nous parer pour lui, c'est pour communauté haïtienne parer pour lui, c'est pour mon Abaco yo parer pour lui parce que nous pas connait côté moun y a parlé. Si yo ta craser kay Abaco yo, ça dépend. Et gouvernement a besoin gain un plan na place qu'on y a pour yo ça y a pas fait avec moun yo. Des tout moun qui te fait kay inégal Abaco yo et n'a un seul bagay nous ka prier qu'on y a. But nous gain pour nous parer. We have to be ready also. So nous gain pour nous parer tête nous. Mr. Roscoe Thompson, anything else you would like to say? Because I see my producer is looking at me, so he's saying I need to wrap it up.
No, all I would like to say is to the government of the Bahamas, and it doesn't matter if it's the previous administration, this has been going on for too long.
Mm-hmm.
Let's deal with this. Let's address it. Let's get a solution, and let's where it benefits everybody. Let's do this the right way.
Yes, yes, yes.
I don't want to see any more illegal building going on. I want to see yes. to where that is, a halt is put to that as we speak, and for the government to address it. And when I say address it, not to form a task force to look at it. We know what the problem is. We know what we need to do. Let's do it. Let's get these people involved in our community.
You're saying enough is enough. Enough task force, enough talking. We just need to take action. Because one way or another, the situation will continue if we don't do something about it quickly.
Correct.
And we need a solution. We need a proper way to just...
What is the definition of insanity? Doing the same thing over and over, expecting a different result.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Right. Mr. Thompson, thank you so, so, so much. I really appreciate it. But how are things in Abaco now? Is Abaco, you know, starting to, you know, catch itself?
You know, I'm disappointed in this government. They are ending the CERS order, and then they're going by a case by case on December 1st. I think they should have kept it as a blanket, VAT and duty free, because you know, we had COVID after the hurricane, so we lost, and people are just finally starting to move back to Abaco. And you know how these case by case deals go. Abaco is, the business side of it is starting to come back. The homes are starting to be rebuilt. We are in a shortage of rental units, but we still have a long way ahead of us, a long way to go ahead of us in that regards. I just don't understand why a government tries to hinder the development and getting you back, because the CERS orders is to an economic recovery, to get you back, your economy recovered to where you can now peek into the treasury. It's hard to get blood out of a stone. And that's, think about it. After Dorian, we had COVID. You know, y'all, and I say this, people in Nassau just had to deal with COVID. We had to deal with a hurricane and COVID. So
right, correct.
We did not have the time and the help to get, people are just starting to come back. And that's my only qualm, is for this administration to really take a look at the CERS order and not buy a case by case. Food should still be duty free and VAT free, because the people are still struggling. You know, it's just, people are finally back to work and starting to able to save some money. And of course, you know, the prices of everything now throughout the world have skyrocketed. So it's not as easy as what it was 2 years ago.
That's true. Well, Mr. Thompson, I'm sure that the government officials are listening to this show, and they're going to do their best to deal with Abaco, but we'll continue to keep Abaco in our prayers.
And thank you for having me on.
Thank you, lady. So much, I Mr. Really, Roscoe Thompson. I really, really appreciate you.
I really appreciate you coming on and allowing me to come on, but to know in what we would like to see from you translate into the Haitian community or to the Bahamian Haitian community. I really appreciate that.
Thank you so much. Have a good evening.
You too.
Okay. Thank you so much, Bahamas, for listening. You were tuned in to Let's Talk Together on Nopale Assam. I see my producer is running me. Thank you so much, everybody, for listening. Have a great Sunday. See you next week, Sunday, with Lady T. Let's Talk Together. I am on the ground.